Maxine Flournoy was among the first women pilots trained to fly American military aircraft during World War II. They were the legendary WASP, the Women Air Force Service Pilots. Flournoy was 22 when she trained at Avenger Field in Sweetwater, flying high above the West Texas plains.
It was hot and it was dusty, but we didn't care. We loved it.
As Hitler's troops marched across Europe, an accomplished pilot, Jacqueline Cochran, believed that female pilots should be trained to fly military aircraft to relieve male pilots for overseas duty. She contacted First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who pushed hard for the program. The first Woman's Air Service Flight School opened at Houston's Municipal Airport in 1943, then moved to Sweetwater, which offered Big Sky and 300 days of good flying weather. More than 1,000 WASP received their wings there. They learned to fly 17 different aircraft and every mission short of combat, but their story often was overlooked. Now they're honored at the National WASP World War II Museum, a renovated 1929 aircraft hangar across the runway from the WASP training area at Avenger Field. It opened in 2005. Exhibits include the handprints of 29 WASP pressed in cement at the museum's dedication, photographs, uniforms, a replica of a cramped sleeping bay, and a PT-19 training aircraft. Texas Tech University's College of Architecture helped the museum incubate a long-range plan, which was refined by Dallas architect and museum board member David Zobrist. His mother-in-law was a WASP. His design for the next phase will link the hangar with a glass wall overlooking outdoor exhibits, aircraft bays, and an observation tower with views of the West Texas sky where the WASP flew into history. Maxine Flournoy.
We didn't know we were pioneers at the time, but it turned out that way. When we'd go to women's air conventions, some of the women pilots would come up to us and say if it hadn't been for the WASP, they wouldn't be pilots.